Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joining us today is our brand new head men's and women's tennis coach, Ross Sons. Ross, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, and we mentioned new, so congratulations on getting this position. Welcome to the Hill.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let's kind of go to the beginning here. Let's talk about your playing days. So you were at Newberry College, a SAC member.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your playing days and kind of what led you to, well, even before we get to there. Sorry, I'm going to even go back a little further. When you're growing up, you know, obviously you try and get involved with as many sports as you can growing up and kind of figure out which one you like the best and want to pursue. What was it about tennis that you were like, this is the one I want to choose?
Oh, gosh, man, that's a good question. It's kind of not a big, glorious story, I guess. One day it was, honestly, it was on TV. I was watching on TV and I kind of told my mom, I was like, you know what? I kind of want to try this out. And being from South Carolina, it's not a huge, huge sport. It was kind of one of those, like, my mom was like, all right, well, what do we do? How do we get started with this? So that's kind of how it started. And then kind of realized a year or so into it, like, hey, I'm getting decent at it. Let's keep going. Let's keep training. And then the tournament started, and then high school, played in middle school and high school, played on the varsity team and kind of went through that and playing tournaments. And then college coaches started kind of reaching out. So it was one of those things where I was like, okay, I could continue doing this. So that's kind of the base, I guess.
Now, was there always a desire to stay in South Carolina, or was it, like, when Newberry offered, you're like, man, this seems like the right fit. I got to take this shot.
That's another good question. It was kind of all up in the air, man. I didn't know the whole process, the whole recruiting process. My coach I had back home, he kind of helped me go through it, and it wasn't one of those I was going to stay here, go there, whatever. I mean, I was talking to schools from different states. It was kind of a cool process, kind of surreal at the same time. But ultimately, Newberry kind of came in at the last minute and talked to me a little bit, and it was close enough to home where my family could watch, friends could come up. So that's kind of what drew me to go to Newberry, I guess.
So we kind of fast-track. Graduated from Newberry in 2014. Talk about kind of post-college life. Like, what was kind of the career path with tennis after the playing days? Well, the competitive playing days, so to speak, were finished.
Yeah, so senior year, it was kind of one of those things where life was going to hit me after I graduated. So it was one of those I had to make a decision of what I wanted to do. And I was very fortunate enough to have my coach back home. He was a director of a country club, the one I actually trained at. He kind of called me up and was like, hey, man, you want to come work? You want to come be an assistant tennis pro here right after college? And at that point, I had no clue what I wanted to do, if I even wanted to stay in tennis. I had no clue. It was all wide open at that point. So I was like, you know what? I'll give it a try. I can kind of see what it's about. And did that and enjoyed it. And then wanted to keep progressing with the club aspect. And ended up moving on to a few clubs and ended up getting head tennis professional job with a club in Columbia, close to home again, but it was a good fit. I was there for a few years, had a great time, enjoyed it, and then started in college.
So you mentioned kind of that transition between country club and collegiate coaching. Was there a specific moment, or was that kind of building where you're like, you know, this is fun, but I want to get back into the college level, and I want to try and maybe impart the wisdom I have back to an area that I loved just a couple of years earlier?
Right. Yeah. And I enjoyed, like, the 4 years of college tennis were great. I enjoyed it. They were probably the best 4 years of tennis that I had. Met some of my best friends there. but it was just one of those things where I was teaching, and I was teaching high level juniors and seeing them, helping them and seeing them going into college and wanting to continue that career path is with them. And it just kind of struck me like, hey, I want to work with college kids. I want to be in college coaching. I want to see what it's all about. And kind of the country club aspect was good. I enjoyed it. And then And then when I got to college, I just really enjoyed it and really enjoyed the coaching scene that way. And when I started at Limestone, it was great. I learned a lot. And then now I'm here. So it was great.
So you talk about Limestone, you know, quite a successful tenure there, you know, coaching several all-conference players, region championships. Talk about kind of what you learned at Limestone and then that transition, because it brought you back to Newberry. Just a couple years later as an assistant coach. So talk about what you learned at Limestone and what you carried over to the Newberry program.
And yeah, the Limestone, we had a lot of success. I had a great head coach that I learned under. He was very successful. So I just came in and kind of just helped him with the process. And he taught me a lot, taught me kind of the ins and outs of college coaching. He had been in college coaching. He's been there for a while, and at previous schools. He's had success at Division I level all the way down to Division II level. And so he knew kind of the ins and outs of everything and kind of took me in and really helped me with the process and kind of took me through everything of what it takes to be a college coach and behind the scenes things that I had no clue went on, no idea. And we were fortunate enough to be successful, had a good group of kids, and a few that got some all conference awards, which I helped a little bit, but it was mainly them and mainly my head coach that kind of brought that success. And I just kind of helped ease the process and kind of helped mold it. And they were successful before I got there. And I just kind of, like I said, helped build it up as much as I could. And then that took me to Newberry, going back to my alma mater. That was a great year until obviously the pandemic hit. So that was kind of tough. But still, again, when I got to Newberry, I learned as much as I could from the head coach there, who was actually my coach when I was there the 4 years. So just it was a learning process, and I learned everything that I know in college coaching to those two head coaches.
We talk about the pandemic, and obviously it's an unfortunate circumstance for everyone, you know, not just collegiate athletics, but just everyone in general. But I asked our softball coach, Christine Roser, and I'm going to ask every coach that we do these podcasts with, like, walk us through getting that news and then realizing, like, man, we got to relay this to our kids, and then kind of trying to help them understand and get through it. Like, that has to be a difficult position, especially early on in your collegiate coaching career.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't ideal, especially being my first year back at Newberry and being a coach. And honestly, we had kind of seen what was going on the week that kind of, I guess, exploded college sports. We had been seeing reports and we had seen the cases and we had seen some other organizations kind of delay their sports. And I think the biggest thing was when I kind of knew it was almost surreal, like I knew, like, okay, this could really happen, is when the NBA kind of delayed or kind of stopped a little bit. And I remember that the day we got the news that night was our men's team, they were traveling. So I was back at the courts having practice with our women's team, and they were asking all kind of questions. And I was seeing reports, I was reading online and didn't really say much. I was just like, guys, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea. We don't know. And because I really didn't know. And then we got the news and I didn't believe it at first. It was kind of one of those shock factors, like, what do we do now? And called my head coach and we both were like, what do we do? Because I mean, nowadays kids see it about the same time coaches do, so it wasn't news to the guys and girls teams. It really wasn't. But the toughest part probably was the day or two that followed that, was actually having that in-person meeting with them, going over, what do we do next, how can we help you with your processing this and processing it in online classes, and how do we help the kids out with that, because it was all new to everybody. And as a 18 to 21 year old kid, you kind of freak out, and even as coaches, you freak out. Doesn't matter how old you are, you just freak out. So we had to almost keep our composure more for the kids than ourselves, and really figure out what the next step's going to be. How do we move forward with this? What do we do? And how do we talk to other recruits that are asking questions? And it was a day by day thing, and it still is.
You mentioned that it still is kind of day by day, and kind of taking off, probably out of context, what you just said in terms of moving forward, right? At what point, or was there a point when you're at Newberry where you're thinking, you know, this assistant gig is nice, but I think I can tackle a head coaching role? Like, were those thoughts in your head? And you know, what was it about the Mars Hill position that you're just like, you know what, I think I can do that one?
And I'll be honest with you, being a head coach at that time during the pandemic didn't really cross my mind. It was kind of one of those things like, what do I need to do to help the program and help kind of ease the process to make sure kids can come back and kids are set up with their classes and set up with their grades and everything like that. So it was a whirlwind of emotions and thoughts for that first couple months. And I'm sure it was like that for everybody. Everybody was kind of in limbo of what they want to do. And I knew the Mars Hill job was open. I'd seen it posted, but at the time during the pandemic, I really kind of thought through my head, like, am I ready to apply for a head coaching job? Am I ready for this and this and this? And I'd been at Newberry for a year, and it was one of those things like, do I really feel ready to leave? What can I do, or what are the steps? And I really talked to my head coach at the time, and he told me, he goes, you know what? You've been in it for 3 years. You've seen two different schools. You've got experience. He goes, you know what? Just go for it. He goes, the worst that can happen is you come back. So it, worst case scenario, you don't get the job, you come back. So I kind of took a few weeks to really think about it and everything. And long story short, ended up calling Rick Baker up and talked to him for a while about the job. And he seemed interested. And after talking with him, I immediately got interested just seeing the way that athletics was going here at Mars Hill. It made me extremely interested after that. And then the rest is history. I did a Zoom interview, which was the first time I had ever been on a Zoom call before.
The first of many.
Many. So it was a different process with the interview, but it ended up getting the offer and took it, and I think I made the best decision.
So as of recording, it's been slightly over a month, about a month and a half since you've been here. You've been able to see the facilities, you've been able to interact with the returners, you've been able to establish a graduate assistant and start recruiting, clearly hit the ground running. As you take on this program, and as we wrap up this interview, I guess, two-part question. Goals for the first year, once we actually can start playing, of course, and then what kind of culture you're trying to establish with the team?
And going off the goals, have a season. I mean, that's right. Probably the first goal for every single person in athletics and across the entire NCAA. So it's kind of a broad answer for goals. But no, goals is honestly just kind of coming in first year and implementing kind of my coaching style and kind of ease into the process with the new kids, because they're used to a previous coach. They're used to not me. So I want to kind of come in and ease my way in to implement my thoughts, the process of practices and conditioning and weightlifting and everything like that. Just kind of bring in my own style and bring in little things that I've learned from Limestone and Newberry and bring it all together. And then as far as culture, the culture seems good. The kids seem great right now. And I think the culture will come with my coaching style kind of combined with their personalities, with their playing style. And I just want to bring Mars Hill up and slowly build the program as best as I can and kind of bring it back to when I remember when playing them, like my freshman and sophomore year, they were top teams in the conference. That they were always a tough match. So I would say culture, just kind of bring it back to what it was. Do my best. Try to, like you said, hit the ground running with recruiting and kind of get those players in and get them to believe in the process, to believe in my coaching style and kind of what I want to bring to the program.
And I think I can speak for everyone in athletics when we say welcome again.
Thank you.
You know, we're like you said, as long as we get that season going, you know, we're real excited to see what you can bring to this tennis program and kind of see the evolution of the Mars Hill tennis program. Ross, appreciate the time.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thanks for having me.